The entrance to the Nature Conservancy's Paul Lafer Trail is through the Furnacetown Visitor Center and the Furnacetown Historic Site near Snow Hill, Maryland. The furnace was established around 1820 to smelt bog iron, which is a low-grain iron ore that occurs in the swamps here at Nassawango Creek. A village sprang up around the furnace. It was basically a company town, and there were about 300 residents employed in everything from operating the furnace to actual miners. We'll see some evidence of that today. There we had charcoal burners, these big mounds where they burned wood to get the charcoal that fed the furnace to the folks that moved the raw materials that helped in the smelting process upstream, and then boats downstream with a finished product. That's kind of what the site is trying to recreate. They have artisans who work daily on the site, ranging from blacksmiths to brew making to gardening, spinning, and weaving. The buildings that you see now are not original to the site, but are historic buildings that have been moved to the site to recreate the sense of the commercial attributes that were here. One building in particular, the old church, was moved here to the site after it was abandoned back in the 1980s. The visitor center has a nice display of wares made by the artisans here at Furnacetown. They have a museum and another smaller church that's very close to the iron furnace stack. So I encourage you, when you come to visit the Paul Lafer Trail, to spend some time walking the grounds of Furnacetown and understanding the history here. Other interesting areas to visit would be the town of Snow Hill, which is about 5 miles east of Furnace Village. Snow Hill was an old port town established by the British in the 1680s. It's located directly along and on the Pocomoke River, which is one of the longest rivers on the eastern shore, from the headwaters of the Pocomoke in Lower Delaware in Sussex County to Pocomoke Sound. It's about 42 miles, primarily winding through cypress swamps and then from freshwater marsh, ultimately down out into the Pocomoke Sound, which is tidal and brackish marsh.